Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY 2025 conference call of BLS International Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth Management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Alric. Good day, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, I appreciate you all joining us for the Q4 and full year FY 2025 earnings call of BLS International Services Limited. Today, we have with us the leadership team to discuss the company's operational and financial performance. So we have with us Mr. Nikhil Gupta, Managing Director, Shikhar Aggarwal, Joint Managing Director, Amit Sudhakar, CFO, Loknath Panda, COO, Digital Business, Gaurav Chugh, Head of Investor Relations. With that, now I hand over the call to Gaurav. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Nikhil. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking out time to join this call today. Just to remind you that this discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It may be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Shikhar Aggarwal for his opening remarks, post which Mr. Amit Sudhakar will discuss the financial performance of the company, and subsequently, we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Shikhar.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on BLS International's Q4 and FY 2025 earnings call today. We trust you had the chance to review our results, press release, and investor presentation, which are available on both the stock exchanges and our company's website. I'm delighted to announce that FY 2025 has been an exceptional year for us, with record-breaking performance across all key metrics. Our consolidated revenue reached INR 2,193 crores, making an impressive 31% year-on-year growth. Our EBITDA strengthened to 629 crores, with an enhanced margin to 28.7%, while net profit surged to 540 crores, representing about a 66% increase over the previous financial year. The exceptional performance is driven by several key factors: robust growth in both our visa counselor and digital business, the ongoing transition to self-managed model, and the strategic integration of various acquisitions we did during the financial year 2025, namely iDATA, Citizenship Invest, and Aadifidelis in India. Our visa and counselor business have emerged as strong contributors, experiencing robust growth fueled by sustained growth in the global travel positively, impacting the visa application volume. The successful execution of new contracts, the integration of new acquisitions, and the ongoing transition to self-managed model across various geographies. We achieved a record high in visa volumes, reaching 37.51 lakhs in FY 2025 from 28.65 lakhs in FY 2024, with the net revenue per application increasing to INR 2,903 from INR 2,146 in FY 2024, a growth of 35%. In line with the growing trajectory during the financial year, we have successfully opened new centers across various countries, including Colombia, Peru, Gambia, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Egypt, UAE, Vietnam, and others. Additionally, we have in China, we have transitioned to operate to enhance our operational efficiency further. Ecuador also saw a significant transition this year, further solidifying our commitment to expanding our digital footprint. On the digital service front, we witnessed strong traction, especially after the integration of Aadifidelis solutions, which has strengthened our position within the broader ecosystem and enhanced our market presence in the GCC network. The digital service segment reported revenues of INR 540 crore, growing 71%, and EBITDA of 60 crore, reflecting a solid growth of 32%. At the end of FY 2025, the digital ecosystem had expanded to 44,800 CSPs and  1,42,000 touchpoints, enhancing both accessibility and service delivery across the underserved area. The vertical also enabled loan disbursement of around 12,000 crore, including 67 crores through RB Finance Solutions, supporting our financial inclusion initiative. The comprehensive growth strategy not only reinforces our commitment to serve diverse community, but also position us as a key player in driving sustainable economic development through innovative digital solutions. Moreover, in our pursuit of enhancing digital services, we have forged strategic partnerships with many key institutions and service providers, including Canara Bank, Central Bank, SBI, and Bajaj Finservice. These collaborations have significantly enhanced our outreach. Additionally, our partnership with insurance providers like SBI General Insurance and Aditya Birla Insurance has allowed us to tailor our offerings to meet the diverse needs of our clients. By leveraging advanced technology and analytical skills, we continue to scale our business. In FY25, we invested more than 1,000 crores across strategic acquisition. Despite this, we ended the year with a healthy cash balance of 928 crores. As we move forward, we remain deeply committed to deliver sustainable and profitable growth. Our strategy remains twofold: aggressively pursue organic growth by winning new contracts and deepening client engagement, and also exploring value generation inorganic opportunities in tech-enabled outsourcing and digital services globally. In conclusion, this performance reflects our continued focus on operational excellence, strategic expansion, and business transformation. As we move forward, our strong fundamental discipline, execution, and customer-centric approach positions us well to sustain momentum and create long-term shareholder value. Thank you once again for your continued trust and support. I will now hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Amit Sudhakar, to take you through the financial highlights in more detail.
Thank you, Sugar. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to present the audited consolidated financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2025. In the Q4 FY25, the revenue stood at rupees 693 crores, a year-on-year growth of 55% from rupees 448 crores in Q4 FY24. EBITDA for the quarter came in at rupees 174 crores, registering a growth of 93% YOY from rupees 90 crores in Q4 FY24, with EBITDA margin improving by 496 basis points YOY to 25.1% from 20.2% in Q4 FY24, reflecting a transition to a self-managed model and contribution from higher margin contracts. Profit after tax for the quarter was rupees 145 crores, up 70% YOY from rupees 85 crores in Q4 FY24, supported by enhanced profitability across both our business segments. During this quarter, we witnessed a remarkable performance in our visa and consular service segment, which demonstrated robust growth. Revenue surged to rupees 441 crores, reflecting a significant increase of 19% YOY from 370 crores in Q4 FY24. Notably, our EBITDA margin expanded by an impressive 1,347 basis points YOY, reaching to 34.2% compared to 20.8% in previous year Q4 FY24. The growth was fueled by a 38% YOY increase in application volume from 7.1 lakh in Q4 FY24 to 9.8 lakh in Q4 FY25, with net revenue per application standing strong at rupees 3,149 rupees, a growth of 26% YOY from 2,500 rupees in Q4 FY24. In addition, our digital business segment also showed positive results, reporting a revenue of rupees 252 crores, marking a remarkable 226% YOY growth from rupees 77 crores in Q4 FY24. The growth was largely driven by successful integration of Adi Fidelis acquisition and strong traction in our VC network. The EBITDA for this segment reached 23 crores from exceptional growth of 74% YOY from rupees 13 crores in Q4 FY24 with the margin stabilizing at 9.2%. Coming to the full year FY25 performance, we closed the year with a consolidated revenue of rupees 2,193 crores, a growth of 31% YOY from rupees 1,677 crores in FY24. This is the highest ever annual revenue for the company. EBITDA grew by 82% YOY to 629 crores from rupees 346 crores in FY24, with EBITDA margin improving from 808 basis points YOY to 28.7% compared to 20.6% in FY24. This margin expansion was driven by scale, transition to self-managed centers, higher realization per application, and integration of the new acquisition businesses. Our profit after tax for the year rose by 66% YOY to 540 crores compared to rupees 326 crores in FY24. The visa and consular business segment posted a robust growth with the revenue rising to 1,653 crores compared to rupees 1,362 crores in FY24, a growth of 21% YOY. And EBITDA margin expanded by 1,293 basis points YOY to 34.5%, up from 22.1% in the previous year. Application volume increased by 31% to 37.5 lakhs in FY25 from 28.7 lakhs in FY24. While net revenue per application stood at rupees 2,903 in FY25, up 35% from rupees 2,146 in FY24. The digital segment reported revenue of rupees 540 crore, up 71% YOY from rupees 315 crore in FY24, driven by Adifitless acquisition and traction in the business corresponding business. EBITDA for the segment stood at rupees 60 crore, up 32% YOY from 45 crore in FY24, with the margin stabilizing at 11% in FY25. On the balance sheet front, we continue to maintain a robust financial position with net cash of 928 crores as on March 21st, 2025, even after deploying over 1,000 crores in strategic acquisition during the year. The return ratios remain strong with ROE at 31% and ROCE of 22% for FY25. The board of directors of the company have recommended a dividend of rupees 1 per share. Looking forward, we remain optimistic about our growth prospects. Our healthy cash reserve, improved margin profile, and expanding global footprint position us well to capture emerging opportunities in both in our core as well as digital verticals. With that, I will request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Shikhar ji, you and your team under Nikhil Gupta ji, you are doing excellent work. Our company profit was in March 2020, 50 crore, so it rises to 540 crore. First, congratulations to entire your team. Sir, my first question, how many visa permission we have applied for which we are awaiting sanctions from countries and what is our success ratio? Means if we apply 10, how many we get?
Right. So as you know, in this quarter, we have done around 9.8 lakh applications. You know, we have already said from compared to 7.14 lakh, it is an increase of 38% compared to last year. And we continue applying for multiple tenders, across the world. None of it is in a sanctioned country, so we don't apply for tenders there. There is no tender that comes out of those countries anyway. So, I mean, we continue to apply for different tenders. You see the result of the business that the numbers we have achieved. A lot of it is organic, and we've also won new tenders. Some of this is deployed this year, some are in deployment stage. But at the same time, we are bidding for new contracts in different geographies.
Right. And second, sir, in quarter four, it is 3149 our fees for visa. So now our base is increasing. So what is target for financial year 26?
Yeah, target is to first maintain the numbers that we've achieved. We need to maintain the target regarding. We are always striving at more cost efficiency, etc., increasing the profits. So, I mean, right now, we are healthy growth of 15-20% minimum level, that is the target we want to achieve. We have been targeting that only every year, but we have been delivering better. So, that is what we are again targeting, as a mature.
Healthy growth of 20%. You said 20%, right?
See, we internal targets are very different, but to the market, I don't want to give any forward-looking number or statement. We have not given any target. Okay.
And sir, last year, due to Turkey involved with PAK in work, we see any problem in our business?
No. Let me answer. We are working in 70 countries with multiple European governments in different parts of the world, with delivery of services in different parts of the world. We are a global company now, so there is no issue anywhere in the world.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yogesh from Money Vesta Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to know, in the visa and consular segment, there is an improvement of more than 10% of the data. Is this level sustainable in the future, and can you throw some light on this?
Yeah, this level will be sustainable in the future in the visa consular business.
Does that answer your question, Yogesh?
Sir, can you explain some light on how the reason of improvement of this 10% EBITDA margin?
No, we have, as we have explained in the past quarters also, because this is the, we have done a lot of efforts. In some countries, transition from partner-led model, so where we had some partners, operational partners, we are now completely operating on our own. Service fee was increased, conversion of different services have improved, increase in prices have come. So a lot of factors, have led to this growth.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gaurav Srivastav from Abundita Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. So, once to all of your team members, very congratulations for the splendid result given by your team. I think it's a team effort which gives a decent return. Now, my one query is regarding looking at the P&L account. I found there is the other cost increase significantly. It's accounting for 10%. Just wanted to know what is the other cost? Why is it so increased such a, last 3-4 years?
You mean cost of service?
Yeah, I just gone to the expenses breakup. So other costs constitute 15% of your cost. Earlier it was between 10%, but this year it is gone very high.
Yeah, so Gaurav, that is because as we have been talking in our earlier investor calls also, that we have changed our model. Wherein earlier we had a, now it is a self that we have taken the offices of our own and we have our own people rather than a partnership model. So where the commission used to be paid in the cost of services, now we have our own employees and the rentals and the location administration cost all are being paid by us. Therefore, there's an increase in the other expenses, whereas if you see the cost of services are coming down. Overall, the margins are improving.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Varun Subramaniam from Ascent Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. Just a couple of quick bookkeeping questions. So on revenue, the net revenue seems to be essentially your net revenue per application into number of applications. Is the delta between revenue on the visa and consular services business? So the delta between revenue and net revenue, is that also partially what is being passed on to the embassy, and secondly, consular services, is that correct?
So see, our revenues are mainly, to some extent is right that the cost of services get adjusted because in certain places we have the embassy fees being part of the cost of services and all the direct expenses.
So essentially the cost of services is being counted as revenue in the consolidated revenue, right? Top line. Net revenue will exclude that.
So therefore, for representation, we show it net of revenue, net revenue.
Got it. So of the 130 odd crores, which is basically revenue minus net revenue, how much would be roughly the consular services?
I won't have the direct figure, but...
So can I assume around $25 into whatever 9.8 lakh applications would be the cost of services?
See, that has not been in all the countries. There are only one or two couple of countries where the billing happens along with the embassy fees. So it's not in all the countries.
Okay, understood. Okay. And second thing is on EBITDA margins between visa and consular services. Assuming, let's say, 50, 60 crores coming from consular services, what would be the at least margin percentage indicatively across these two businesses, and what kind of growth are you seeing in the consular services business?
So, the margins are practically same in both the businesses. So, this 35% EBITDA margin which we have shown, as we have been saying in the earlier conference calls also, that we want this to be above 30 and we want to maintain it now.
Got it. And one final question. I think you've been able to sort of increase the net revenue per application quite significantly over the last, let's say, 5-6 quarters. I'm assuming that value-added services is largely driving this. I just wanted to understand, you know, where do you see this sort of capping out because they're already at 3,000 rupees per application.
Yeah. So there are two elements.
I want to... Amit, let me just get to him on this one. Second question. So I think, first of all, you know, that we've got an increase in our service fee also in many countries. And as you see, as a lot of tenders are QCPS based, you know, we are getting higher technical marks. So our service fee per application is also increasing. So definitely, there's a mix of factors, you know, for increase. And right now, our target is to maintain that. Now, how much further we can go, you know, we cannot give you an exact number, but definitely, you know, we strive to improve it every year.
So if I understood this correctly, it's also a combination of the pass on that the embassy is giving you, not just increase in value-added services.
Correct.
That's right.
Got it. Okay, helpful. Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anuj Jain from Global Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and congratulations on the wonderful set of numbers. So I just want to understand, I mean, like we are holding some 900 odd crore of cash in our balance sheet, and we have done pretty decent acquisitions FY25. So what are our plans of, you know, utilizing this cash going forward? How we are planning for that?
See, if you see last year, we've done 1,000 crore plus acquisition. And we've also, a dividend paying company this year also, we've done 100, we have paid 100% dividend, you know, on the face value we've announced. So, I mean, this is a cash generating company, you know, it's a negative working capital business. And as we grow, we generate more amount of cash, you know, we are seeing effective ways of utilization, you know, acquisition was one, dividends we've been paying, you know, we are investing on different resources, growth of the company, getting good quality people, spending some on technology, capex, etc. So going forward, I think the growth that we foresee in terms of new contracts coming in, etc., some cash will be utilized in that. We are in reinvesting in improving our offices, technology, etc., and also we are again open. Once the acquisitions that we have done, the synergies properly kick in, we are open to more acquisitions in the future as well.
Okay, and just want to understand one more thing. I mean, like any new, agreement with any new country in pipeline. I mean, do we expect any new business, or it's a routine business, routine thing?
No, it's a growing company. Every year if you see, we add new contracts, start new volume. So whenever we sign a contract and whenever we will announce it.
Okay. Thank you. That's
operator true. Request has been initiated. If you'd like to cancel this request, please press *0 again.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sachin, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Hi. Congratulations on a great set of results, sir. I've been a long-term investor in the company and you never fail to disappoint us. So big thank you from all the investors. So my question is with regards to China. Can you please tell us what's happening with China in terms of, post-COVID volumes? Have we come back to how it was before? And also we saw an acquisition as part of an exchange notification. Was that the Indian embassy work in Beijing that was taken over? Are we seeing all of this because they're all getting self-managed by us? That's the question.
Correct. So China, the volume is almost not 100%, but it's almost back to pre-COVID level. We've seen a good growth in terms of our revenue from China, and we've also transition to our own model there, so that is why you must have seen an entity operation or something. I don't know what it was on the same screen, but yeah. So we have a strong footing.
Can you also tell us in terms of we started this cost optimization of self managing? What percentage of cost optimization still remains due in terms of if what we targeted versus where we are and how much more?
To understand your question, you're saying about the cost optimization.
Surely we'll have a ballpark, right? So where are we in terms of how much more can we do?
Well, see, there was no set target, first of all. Since we are a growing company, there was no target to do cost optimization. Okay. But as in COVID, we learned a new way of doing business. So definitely, we kind of learned that. But the acquisitions that we have done, where we can do sharing of offices, economies of scale can help us. That we are in the process of doing. And we have done in many countries, and some more countries are on the pipeline. So that is there for sure.
Okay. And everybody's question is on in terms of the cash balances and what we'll do. So we know that you'll keep looking at acquisitions. But are there companies out there like iData with that sort of a EBITDA profile still there which can improve our company as well? Or is it all competitive, less EBITDA sort of companies in the future? Because the concern is around EBITDA numbers getting diluted with the BLS e-services numbers getting added, right? So whenever there is an acquisition, we've seen that. Yeah.
No, but if you see the visa business, the EBITDA numbers are 34% and they continue to remain that.
Yeah.
And going forward also, there are still one or two companies in the business, which have high EBITDA numbers.
Okay.
So we continue to remain on that trajectory.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press *1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Samir Palod from AUM Fund Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Excellent set of results. So many congratulations. Shikhar, I wanted your views on sort of what you expect in FY26 the sustainability of these 30%+ EBITDA margins. So if you can, you know, sort of throw some light on expected sales growth from this high base that you've created of almost 2,200 crores and on the margins as well. Very helpful that would be.
So see, this is a factor, the EBITDA percentage numbers that we've achieved is a factor of efforts that we started doing 5 years back. So it took us a lot of time, you know, and it started showing results 1.5-2 years back. Every quarter, we've seen an increase in EBITDA numbers. And we are quite comfortable with what we have achieved. So in the visa business, I think our immediate target is just to maintain whatever we have achieved. There's no plan to grow or that in the future. But I mean, all the initiatives that we take every day, so it might lead to an increase. But right now, our plan is to sustain whatever EBITDA margins we have achieved. And we are at a healthy number. In regards to growth in revenue, etc., I mean, if you see in the past, you know, last year we did a 30%. This financial year we've done 30% revenue growth and 82% EBITDA growth. If you see last 5 years, we've been growing at more than 90% CAGR in terms of profit if you start from 2001 to 2021. So definitely our target is to grow. You know, there's no set target that we're giving to the market, but you know, you can take, you know, growth in visa volume, etc. So at least 15-20% normal growth that we've been doing on top of that. There are multiple other things that we are focusing on. So, I mean, there is no exact percentage that we can tell, but we wish to maintain the growth momentum that we have been maintaining for the last 5 years.
Fair enough. And, you know, you had made an acquisition in Turkey, right? Or one of the companies which had a Turkish contract.
No. Actually, please, I suggest that you please see and read. You know, we are working with European government. So, we acquired a company called iData, which has contracts with Germany, Italy, and Czech Republic government in 15 countries. So Turkey is one of the countries where they operate. So that is the scenario where people from Turkey who go to Germany, Italy, they apply for visa in our offices. So there is no contract. The contracts are only with German government and Italy government. You know, as we have been operating for the Spanish government there from 2016 as well. So globally we operate in 70 countries with multiple governments. That is the scenario.
So no likely impact of anything to do with India-Turkey tensions, right?
I mean, we have answered this 10 times, you know. So, I mean, you're an analyst, you know better. I've told you that we are working with all these European governments globally. So there is no issue.
Right. And sorry, I don't have the balance sheet data in front of me, but what was the operating cash flow in the current year?
See, the net we have talked about is 928 is the net cash.
This is cash flow during the year.
You're talking about the operating.
No, I'm not asking for the cash balance. I'm asking for the operating cash flow during the year.
So operating cash is 9,003.661.
Sorry, I'm missing that. Can you repeat that?
903 crores is the operating cash.
Okay, lovely. Cash. Thank you. Thank you for answering the questions. Good luck.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Manish Choragif from KJMC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. I just wanted to know, would you be able to give any specific numbers on iData and Adequity Solutions?
There's no specific number, but what we can tell you is that we have achieved EBITDA growth of 80% from last year, and 20% of that growth has come from our acquisition, but more than 60% has come from organic. So it's only 20% growth that has come because the full year numbers have not come in, you know, these acquisitions.
Okay, and any further acquisitions pipeline?
I think we're always looking at different opportunities. So as and when anything is finalized, we'll definitely let you know.
All right, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Anupama from Ratna Traya Capital. Please go ahead.
I had a question on the same question actually on the acquisition. Can we have the revenue numbers for the Adicilis acquisition and maybe the profitability also?
So in the if you look at Adifitlis, we have total about 200 crores of revenue in the current financial year.
And what kind of EBITDA or PAT would be some Adifitlis?
Adifitlis has a EBITDA of around 4 to 5%.
4 to 5%. Okay. And do we have like the application number, some iData?
No, I think we have the total volume. So we have done around 9.83 lakh applications versus 7.14 lakh, which is a growth of 38%. So this has a, I think numbers include organic growth as well as the growth from acquisition.
Right. And can I just have like a guidance or a commentary on what is the seasonality with the applications? Like last June, I can see a good jump, but then it has sort of stabilized on that. So, and then in the last year also, it's been at around 7 lakhs. So,
I mean, if you see how last few years, you know, that is how the business is. How you have seen the numbers in the last few years, every quarter, that is how it operates on an ongoing basis.
So, there's no seasonality between the quarters?
No, there is. I'm saying as you have seen seasonality between different quarters last few years, is the same thing.
Definitely
there is seasonality.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Verana Sawadi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Shikhar. Hi everyone. I'm an individual investor in BLS e-services because I have invested thinking the...
Operator request has been initiated. If you'd like to cancel this request, please press star zero again.
Your stage, still I'm a long-term investor. My question is, what is your future view for BLS e-services? And the second question is there anything you are going to expand BLS e-service outside India? So these are my two questions. Thank you.
So I think if I heard you right, see BLS e-services, if you see our EBITDA has grown 32%, so 60 crores now compared to 45 crores last year. And we are seeing a phenomenal momentum in BLS e-services. You know, our network has grown to more than 1,20,000 centers. We have enrolled multiple new public sector, private sector banks. We have started, different adjacent businesses, higher margin businesses I've been talking about. You know, in the past years, the B2C segment, you know, like insurance services, etc., that have started to increase, our profitability. And the loan distribution business that we've gotten into, we are just, I think Adifitlis is working in some codes now. With our presence, we can really take that forward. So in the next few years, we expect the good growth momentum to continue in BLS e-services. And, we are looking at multiple tenders with different banks to grow our BC business, as well as e-governance contracts as we've been operating in, Gujarat, West Bengal. We are looking at multiple tenders with other states as well. So I feel this is a good business that has a good, great potential to grow.
Yeah, my second question, Shikhar, anything you would like to expand this business outside India as well? Like maybe neighbor countries, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. There might be some opportunity to grow. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Right now the market is very big in India. We are kind of first achieving a good volume revenue there, and then in the future definitely we are open. Since we can take the support of the parent company, BLS International, which has offices in 70 countries. So definitely in the future, if the opportunity arises, definitely we will be looking at it.
Yeah. Thank you, Shikhar. I appreciate your leadership.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shikhar. Could you please share which countries are yet to transition from partner-led to own model? If you don't want to name them, fine, but at least the potential, I mean, the revenue or percentage, that would be helpful. So this should could this shift could be a meaningful trigger for the margin expansion. And you had mentioned about China, and could you elaborate on the potential financial benefits that could materialize from this particular market, perhaps with some indicative numbers? Thank you.
See, I think already, if you see, we have transitioned most of the countries. There is, in my knowledge, maybe one or two, but probably, I don't know, that will be the significant change in revenue or not. But from China, we already started in January. So, I mean, the numbers of China have already incorporated in the financials of this quarter. Maybe some more growth is expected. So going forward, this growth is, you know, multiple factors. That is just one element, you know, the transition. So that will continue to be there. But if you talk about, if we have analyzed what revenue will get increased from change in the future, we have not done any of those studies. I mean, majority of the work has already been done. There are some one or two more countries left that we will be doing.
Okay, and also while FY26 appears well positioned with the steady base business and full integration of the acquired entity, so it would be helpful if you could share your thoughts on the medium to long-term outlook, specifically for 3 to 5 years, what kind of revenue growth trajectory is the management envisaging?
We always like to take conservative numbers, you know, for the market, and I feel if you see last 5 years, we have done exceptionally well. We understand the base has increased of the company, and it is not easy, you know, as a big company to grow. But if you see the opportunity size in this market, it's multi-billion there. You know, it's humongous. There are a lot of contracts that are in the pipeline. Governments, as we grow as a company, governments are building trust on us. You know, they're re-awarding tenders to us. New governments want to reduce the monopoly, give work to multiple players, you know, which are qualified, which only are 3 in the world. So we think that there is a big opportunity in terms of getting good market share organically. You know, there is an opportunity in growth in our existing business. You know, visa volumes will grow. Revenue per application, you know, service fees have been growing, value-added services have been growing, conversions have increased. We are trying to do economies of scale, combining our multiple offices. So there is a good amount of organic growth, you know, that we continue to focus on. And then on top of that, these tenders that we are bidding for, and if there's an acquisition opportunity that comes also in the future. So we expect healthy growth, you know, at bare minimum 15-20%. Something that we wish to maintain. We don't want to give aggressive numbers to the market, but definitely, you know, our target is to achieve more.
And just to get a more sense on the tender side, if you give us a sense in next, say, 12 to 18 months, what is the opportunity size we are bidding for? You know, the conversation possibilities from that, and any big in near term, a big geography which is an up for renewal in near term?
Yeah, first of all, as we have explained in the past, our strategy as a company has been to bid for all tenders, you know. So we have been bidding, that is how we have grown the company. You know, we have been bidding for all tenders in our industry from day one when the company got established. So there is $1 billion worth of contracts that are coming up for renewal that we are player that we have been in touch with those governments. So definitely we will be bidding for that. And then in the future, more tenders will come up again. So, yeah.
Okay, Shikhar, and lastly, just, you know, on the iData and the Citizen Invest, how much is contributed for the entire 25?
I mean, from the growth, I know that it's only 20% of the growth of EBITDA that has come from the business. Out of the 82% growth in EBITDA, only 20% has come this year from...
In terms of top line?
In terms of EBITDA. I don't know, in terms of top line, I think Amit can...
Yeah, I just want revenue numbers here. I'm fine.
Now, otherwise, yeah, you can take it up with that. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sanket from GEPL Capital. Please go ahead.
So, I hope I'm audible.
We can hear you.
Hello. Yeah. So, I just had, first of all, the congratulations to you guys. And I just had one question that we had acquired SLM in real life in this fiscal. So, I just wanted to know what's the outlook for that company and how are they moving forward with that acquisition?
Sorry, I didn't understand. Which company are you talking about?
SLM Media. We acquired, right? SLM Media.
No, no. We have explained in the past that we have not acquired any. This was a 70 lakh rupees investment that we did to enhance our brand. Yeah, and you know that is doing very strong. And that is a profitable. We have no further investment that we are making in that company.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harish Shyad, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go ahead, Harish.
Hi. My question has been answered. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining this call today. We hope all your queries have been answered. In case you have any further queries, please do reach out to Gaurav Chugh or the EY team that we have. We look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.